You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let us shift gears a little and turn to another quirky summer festival in Michigan. And I'm going to start with a confession. When my kids were babies, I kind of loved nibbling on their baby food right along with them. The rice cereal, the plums, best of all, blueberry buckle. Well, that long ago little pleasure came to mind when we discovered the National Baby Food Festival. It's being held this week in Fremont in Newaygo County. And yes, you may recall, Fremont is home to Gerber, which has been making baby food since it was founded in 1928. Sydney Baird is with us. She's co-coordinator of the National Baby Food Festival. Sydney, how and when did this all begin?
The festival started many years ago, before my time, as the old-fashioned days. And about 28 years ago, we switched over the old-fashioned days to the National Baby Food Festival. We switched it over because we wanted to sort of salute our main company in Fremont, which is Gerber and Gerber Products Company, which originated in Fremont.
That's right. So Fremont's history is hand in glove with Gerber's. Just kind of briefly walk us through that history.
Well, last year was Gerber's 90th birthday. So about 90 years ago, I believe it was Grandma Gerber or Great-Grandma Gerber started making baby food for her kids. And it became a thing where she started jarring it and canning it, and people started hearing about it. And then it grew into a business in Fremont, in downtown Fremont. Then it grew into now what it is today, where they sell clothing and bedding and their stages of food and their cereal and everything else.
And I know that Gerber was acquired by Nestle in the 2000s, I think around 2007. But how many people in the Fremont area work for Gerber now?
Within Fremont, it's a couple hundred and 1,500 people in the area. They travel from Muskegon and Holton and White Cloud and everywhere. We do have three shifts of people, and Gerber is constantly growing.
So it certainly is a big part of the community. So tell us what happens during the National Baby Food Festival.
During the National Baby Food Festival, we bring in a midway, TJ Schmidt, and they set up their carnival. And then our committee, we have a committee of about 15 people, organizes different events such as the baby crawl, the bed race, the baby food eating contest, those sort of events. We also have free entertainment at our amphitheater, and we have things like an arts and craft fair, farm and flea market, and other things, kind of a little bit of something for everyone in the family.
I'm wondering, how popular is the baby food eating contest?
It's pretty popular, and it's pretty comical for us. We have age groups, and we do have, like, partnerships. So we've had kids feeding their parents. We've had parents feeding their kids. Just kind of everyone.
And what does this festival mean to Fremont's economy? I'm kind of wondering how many people typically come each year.
The carnival has given us a count of about 80,000 people come in. And for the economy, I was told that it puts back about $2 million into the Newaygo County area.
It's a lot of baby food. Do you have a favorite baby food?
I do not. I try to stay away from eating it, but my mom's favorite is the blueberry buckle.
Well, I gotta say, blueberry buckle was totally mine, and when my daughter outgrew baby food, I was kind of sad because I couldn't quite tell myself to buy it just for myself, but I always enjoyed sharing hers. Well, the National Baby Food Festival runs now through the 21st in Fremont, and we've been talking with festival co-coordinator Sydney Baird. Sydney, thanks so much.
Thank you.